Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I need to talk to this lunatic because I don't understand. Dr. Yaakov Lalou, good morning. How are you? What is wrong with you?
Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, so why am I calling you a lunatic? Because Dr. Yaakov Lalou won the DBU after successfully completing 38 laps and covering just over 254 kilometers. That is insane. First of all, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I think that is absolutely... Oh, you see the studio audience spontaneously burst into applause, which is really, really well deserved. So it's incredible. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I think we went into it with a plan, and we executed our plan, and my body handled it better than I could have hoped for, I think. So all going well still. My wife has grounded me this week. So I'm hoping to be let out the house again at some time soon to do some exercise.
It's just, so did you think you had a chance of winning when you went into it?
So what I liked about this race format when I saw it like about 2 years ago on YouTube was the psychological aspect of things. So I know what my body is conditioned to going long, and I'm conditioned to not getting that much sleep. So
right.
I knew that I just needed to show up and do what I do, and I didn't really go into it with any expectations. I didn't have any goals of how far I was going to get or of winning it, but I wanted to be there to push the limits, which is what this race format is all about. And then obviously, yeah, I was there to have some fun, and we managed to accomplish what I set out to do.
And you did so as well to raise money for charity, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to understand the race itself. So what if, for anybody who doesn't know, what is this race?
So this is a last man standing race. The Backyard Ultras was started in about 2012 by Gary Cantrell, the same man that started the Barkley Marathons. If people can go Google that, I guess.
Right.
But basically with this race, you get to the start line every hour on the hour and run 6.7 kilometers in that hour until you either don't make it to the start of the next loop or your body just tells you you've had enough. And once there is only one person left who does one more lap than anyone else, then you're finally at the finish line.
That is unbelievable. So how many people were in the second, right towards the end? Paint the picture for us in terms of how many people were standing.
So we started with 50 to 60 people, I think. We actually did really well. We got to about 24, 25 hours with 8 people still, which I think is the most that any of these races in South Africa has managed before. And then we had about 4 people till about 28 hours, I think. And then from there till the end, there were 3 of us. Then the third guy pulled out at about 36 laps, I think. And then the second guy went another lap and started the 38th lap and had he just couldn't go anymore.
So then you just had to complete that lap within the hour to make you the winner.
And I didn't know, obviously, the way the race format works, you don't know if the other person has pulled out on that lap.
Oh.
So you're still going for your lap. And
right.
When you get to the finish, I sort of had an idea that he wasn't behind me anymore.
Right.
I could see, I couldn't see his light.
Right.
Where it should have been when I was finishing my third lap, my last lap. So I had a feeling that was going to be my last lap. But I got to the finish line, and it was finally the finish line.
But
there was no more starting again.
You know what's so interesting about this race is, and I guess it's every race and every run, whether it's little old me doing a 5 to 10 kilometer or somebody doing a longer race and this as well, it's all a mental battle. But this is a particular mental battle because normally you're really just fighting against yourself. Here you actually are, to some extent, competing psychologically against somebody else. It makes it a bit unusual.
So what's nice about this is that you actually, as opposed to another race, I mean, most races, I mean, you should be just racing against yourself anyway.
Mm.
But if you're like in the front or whatever, you're racing against your competitors because you want to win that race.
Right.
This race was not about winning it. This race is about pushing the limit. And unless you've got someone else to go with you, you can't push the limits. So you're actually competing together. You actually
Interesting. Yeah, you've turned it around for me.
You need to support each other to get further.
Right.
Which is also what I liked about this race, is that you're all in it together. You can't break your opponents or your fellow racers, because they're not your opponents.
Right.
Because if you do, then your race is over and you don't get to actually see what you can do.
So of the 38 hours, you ran for 30, you started every hour consecutively for 38 hours?
Yes.
And how long do you generally have? Well, obviously, I would imagine it differs depending on how long it took you to complete the circuit.
Yes.
So in other words, of the 38 hours, how long were you running for?
I think when I looked at the stats afterwards, it said of that 38 hours, I ran for about 32 hours.
You know, that's not normal, hey? I just want you to know that. I don't want you to go around thinking that is normal. It's not normal. And the other question, because it is a Jewish radio station, is what did you eat in the middle?
So I had little peanut butter nougat that I would have had one of those like sort of every hour while I was actually on the loop.
Right.
The nice thing was not to cram the nutrition into those 5 to 10 minutes at the end of each loop. We were going so slowly that I was able to eat and drink on each loop. And then I don't know if I can name the products I was using.
Yeah, well, it's no different. Okay. Yeah.
I was using the 32GI Endure. I was alternating every hour between 500 mils of the 32GI Endure and the 32GI Race Pro. And then I had those berry bars, peanut nougats. And then
Are you ever going to be able to look at peanuts again? Peanut butter, peanut things?
Yeah, I think so. Those just worked for me. And then, yeah, we had our setup was incredible. We had big tents. We had basically like a whole kitchen set up.
Well, that was going to be my question is it's all very well you running for 38 hours, but you require a lot of support, I would imagine.
Yes. So I would say, I think I had the easy job. All I had to do was, I didn't even have to think about it. My support crew got me to the start line on the hour every hour, and when I got in, they were taking off my shoes and socks. They were drying my feet, putting my shoes and socks back on for me, feeding me, making sure I just kept going. So, all I had to do was run, eat, and rest. They were up with me. So I had my mom was here from Cape Town.
Right.
My wife was there. My kids were along to support. I had another friend there, and they just made sure that everything was taken care of perfectly.
Absolutely.
So they knew exactly what they had to do. We had a whole list of things.
Right, I would imagine.
We did our homework properly before this, so we knew what we were getting into. And they were quite nervous. I think they were actually more nervous than me.
Well, because
after watching some of the things.
To some extent, they're less in control. You know,
yes.
it's you, the guy that's out there. They can only do what they can do up to a point to make to make the experience easier for you. And and you did so to raise money, which I love as well.
Yes. So that was, I decided, we decided with time. So I've done quite a few, I'm quite a quiet kind of guy, and I enjoy my sport that I do. I haven't been racing for a while. I just do my own endurance events and that my friends know about. And a friend had said to me that, you know what, it's actually time to start using these things to make a difference.
Absolutely.
So he gave me that little push that I needed. And I'd seen Chalk at a lot of the... races before.
Right.
And a team the good that they do, and it's incredible the amount of money that they raise for what they do. They're a non-profit organization dealing with the health and well-being of children and teenagers diagnosed with cancer and their families. And it was a privilege to be associated with them because they were just incredible to work with.
That is really, really awesome.
And I just thought that now is a good time to note maybe that if people do still want to donate to the cause, I can be reached on my email address, which is donoharm18 at gmail.com. Or the donations can also be made on a website called thecows.co.za, and they can just put a reference of DBU.
All right. That is absolutely, absolutely amazing, Dr. Yaakov Lalu. You know, I still think you're a lunatic, but I think that is an absolutely amazing achievement, and to do so for a cause, even better. Well done. And to the friend who gave you that push, absolutely right. You've got to use your talents to make this world a better place. It is a very, very cool thing to have done. Well done to you.